Once again, dear listening friends, this is Keith Kaiser for Manna in the Morning, speaking to you from the Word of God. Our lesson today is found in John chapter 13 and verse 18. I speak not of you all, I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled, he that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me. Now I tell you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, ye may believe that I am he. The Lord Jesus here again tells the disciples that there's a traitor in the midst, that he's going to be betrayed. And he didn't want them to look back on the events of that night and to think that somehow he was caught unawares, that he didn't really know what was going to happen and that everything that transpired leading up to Calvary was some kind of accident. No, the Lord Jesus knew all things. And he told them here that in speaking about sending them forth, in speaking about their service, in speaking about their being commissioned to carry the gospel to the nations, that he wasn't including the betrayer who was still in the midst at that time. Judas was still in the upper room, although he was shortly to depart. And the Lord here makes it clear, as he had earlier in the Gospel of John, in verse 18, he says, I know whom I have chosen. The Lord Jesus would say it this way in John chapter 6, Have not I chosen you 12, and yet one of you is a devil? He knew right from the start that Judas wasn't real, that he was faking it, and that he would betray him. The Lord Jesus quotes one of the messianic psalms, one of the psalms, that is, that speak about Messiah, the Christ. Prophetically, 1,000 years before the Lord Jesus came on the scene, these psalms described his experiences on earth. And in quoting Psalm 41, verse 9, the Lord Jesus says that this betrayal would actually fulfill the scripture that said, He that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me. Now the picture from the verse in Psalms is indeed an insidious one. It is of a horrible betrayal, of the greatest kind of treachery, of one who pretends to be a friend and who actually eats food with me. In the Near East, as well as in the islands of the Caribbean, it's very important to show hospitality to guests. And an honored friend would be welcomed in and treated to a feast. And here, the verse speaks about one coming and eating his bread, and yet lifting up the heel against me. The Greek scholars discuss what that phrase may mean. It seems to be some kind of treacherous act, and the best explanation I've read of it is of two people that are walking towards one another, if you can picture it in your mind. One fellow says hello to the other fellow, waves to him as he's walking towards him, but when he gets past him, he lifts up his heel and kicks the other fellow in the back of the leg. Now that is indeed a dirty trick, a very nasty thing to do, causing one to stumble while pretending to be one's friend. What a great act of treachery this would be. That's why, even to this day, the name of Judas is synonymous with betrayal, with treachery. But the Lord Jesus explicitly says that he told them before it came to pass, so that they could look back and know that I am he, he says. In the King James translation of the Bible, you'll notice the word he there is in italics, which the translators did that to indicate a word which wasn't in the original text, but perhaps was implied. Therefore, the verse literally says, that ye may know that I am. Now, the Lord Jesus makes certain wonderful I am statements in this Gospel of John. I am the door, I am the good shepherd, and so forth. But here the Lord Jesus just says, I am. This, of course, was one of the names of God in the Old Testament. He told Moses in Exodus 3, verse 14, I am that I am. And I am came to be a name for the Almighty. So here, in looking back on the events of that night, he wanted his disciples to know, yes, the Lord Jesus knew about everything ahead of time. He even knew about the betrayer. He even knew what was going to come to pass before it happened. And that is an evidence of his deity. It shows us that he really was God, manifest in the flesh, with all the attributes and powers of God. So it's wonderful to look back and know that the Lord Jesus was in control.